High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We've had some very interesting conversations, and we continue to do so. Javu Baloyi is a spokesperson for the Commission for Gender Equality. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to your wonderful listeners.
So the importance of commemorate, and we were just chatting a little bit earlier to one of our guests, and we're saying, is it a problem that we need Women's Day? You know, and that today is a day that we focus on gender equality, the challenges of women, successes of women, all of the factors. But is it a problem that we still need to do so?
I just think, you know, we need to rethink the stereotypical mentality which exists in our countries that, you know, we celebrate things because it's an event. If we had a clear mechanism and machinery, we shouldn't be celebrating this year's Women's Day. Taking into cognizance the number of women that are being killed, the number of women that are being raped, the recent vigilante attacks in Krugersdorp and other areas.
Yeah.
If I were the government of the day, I would have thought otherwise to say, look, let us mourn this day. Let us take stock of the police, the justice system, civil society organization, and say we are mourning because we are failing the women of 1956. 66 years down the line, women are killed like flies. Women are raped like, you know, there's no tomorrow. We have normalized rape in the country. And I just think, you know, somehow we need to hang our heads in shame throughout the country to say, are we doing enough to help women be who they want to be? The patriarchal mentality, the attitude, the rhetoric that we keep on making every day. Yes, we have got reports from the Commission for Gender Equality. Who does implement those reports? There are quick win solutions in some of these cases. You know, the attitude, the training of the police, and other aspects of disability. We even said, my brother, the police vans that park behind the houses while people, you know, are looking for police vans, hiding them in the garages, police vans that go shopping day in and day out. What are we saying to society? That why can't we give them private cars to use to drop one another at home?
Yeah. So it's in a way, so what you're saying is that we don't have cause to celebrate. We have cause to
be... We have forgone what is in the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. The Bill of Rights guarantees you a certain right as an individual. One of them is the right to life, the right to safety, the right to shelter for a children, the right to do this, the right, you know, to be protected, the right with the police and the intelligence and the soldiers to make sure that our porous borders are safe, to make sure that, you know, everyone who's inside this country is here legally. So we don't have those rights. We don't have those cause for celebration. What we need to do, take stock and sit down and say, what do we need to do going forward?
So what do we need to do going forward?
What do we need to do going forward? We should ask ourselves, are these criminal elements in our country having too much rights as compared to an ordinary citizen and law-abiding citizen? Well, that's number one. Number two, we look at the issue of parole. Parole, is it a right that should be guaranteed to everyone when it comes to gender-based violence cases? Number three, we're looking at these criminal elements. Are they enjoying when they're in prison than the ordinary citizen? What about those that have been killed, those who have been raped, the survivors? We go there with cameras, we have fencing, it ends there, we make promises that we can't even fulfill. What about those prisoners are going there in prison and they're going to be getting education? The very same government is going to expunge their criminal issues to say they have been rehabilitated. What about the one which is 6 feet down on the ground? So those are the things that we need to improve. If I were the president and the ruling party, I would look at the Constitution to say, did we err somewhere? Can we look at the Constitution that, you know, we have given too much rights to this in order to please the world, to say we are the best in the constitutional democracy? But yet people are being killed like flies every day.
Are we improving at all? Have we made any progress in this regard?
I didn't hear that. Can you come again?
I said, have we made any progress in this regard?
Yes, we have made progress in terms of gender equality. But, you know, the setback of it is that the safety of women in the country, the way women are being treated, the rape and the kids and stuff like that is a drawback. You know, we've made progress, but we made 10 steps backwards because You can't help in a country whereby close to 10,000 women per quarter are being raped. We're talking about those statistical we know. What about those who withdraw cases? What about those who don't want to say anything? So we made progress, and also we also scored a lot of own goals on our own.
Yeah. So what is your hope for the next year?
Our hope as a Commission for Gender Equality is to, for the government and implementing agencies to implement the report. That we, the one on the 12th, the one where we look at the RAP, and also we have a structure that coordinates all these activities in the country. The only prayer and hope is that, you know, let's stop the rhetoric. Let's be doers. Let's monitor the impact. Let's hold people accountable, because people are not being held accountable in South Africa. When they're being held accountable, they're promoted or shifted from one department to another, or one private sector to another. So should we hold people accountable? If people be fired for not doing what they're supposed to do, not protecting, even if it's police, should they be suspended without pay? Don't feel it. Should they be found even taking a bribe of a chewing gum? Let them face the full might of the law, so that people can begin to understand that, you know, South Africa means business. Our judges should be sensitized. That's what we are hoping for. That when they deal with gender-based cases, they must also show in their faces that, you know, this act is despicable.
Absolutely right. One of our listeners saying, I agree with your speaker. We need to have a day of national mourning, a day of remembrance for women who have been abused, raped, and murdered. That's unfortunately where we do need to leave it. That was Javu Baloyi, spokesperson for a Commission for the Gender Equality in South Africa.